The shits are killing us. New York, 1954. John Maloney was an Irish drunk and a friend of Norman Mailer and William Styron. He was an enormously gifted man, a little older than these young writers, and had been an editor in a publishing house. His main profession was drinking. He talked with a wonderful literary sense. He cared deeply for books and wrote well, reviewing for the New York Herald Tribune. He had a flaky mistress in the village. It was a rocky relationship. One day he stabbed her and fled. At first, it all seemed very Dostoevskian and serious enough to be considered an assault. Finally, Maloney turned up on Styron's doorstep. Phone calls were made, the cops came, and Styron, Hiron Hayden, Styron's editor, and Mailer went down to jail to bail Maloney out. Eventually, the charges were dropped, but at the time it seemed like a momentous event. After Maloney's release, they went to a bar. While Maloney and Hayden stepped out for a moment, Styron heard Mailer say, "God, I wish I had the courage to stab a woman like that. That was a real gutsy act." The incident stuck in Styron's mind. Years later, he would repeat Mailer's words in a whisper, as if to emphasize the confidence Mailer had blurted out to him. Mailer had spoken in envy of Maloney, in wonder and excitement over such an unbridled act. It was like a performance he admired, one that he wished he could rival. Mailer thought only of how good such an act would make him feel. He felt under considerable constraint if he thought it took courage to stab a woman. What kind of man would need a knife to let loose his emotions and to show his bravery? A man who was not himself, a man who saw society as conspiring to take away his true self. This is the thwarted man who could not let the Maloney incident alone, who would have to perform his own version of it more than 5 years later when he stabbed his wife Adele at the party that was supposed to herald his New York City mayoral campaign. He was approaching the end of the 1950s in an apocalyptic mood. This was the age of conformity, of mass man, the weakening of the ego, the extinction of individuality, the increase of psychopathy, so wrote his friend, the psychoanalyst Robert Lindner, and so wrote Mailer in his controversial essay, The White Negro. This had been a dismal decade. After the great success of The Naked and the Dead in 1948, the critics had mauled his second novel, and his third had received no better than a tepid reception. And now, 5 years without a novel, with only the promise of one eating away at him, he experimented with literary and political essays, some of which broke new ground as journalism, but did nothing to appease his literary ambitions.